You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Hello, hello. I am so happy to be doing another episode with you guys today. We're going to talk about your offer on this episode, and in particular, how to make your offer stand out. In parentheses, the power of knowing your customer, because that's really where it's rooted in. The effectiveness of your message is rooted in how much you know about your customer. And you're going to find out as well that if you're confused about what your customer wants, then your message becomes confused as well. So in creating an offer that stands out, you're going to have to explore the one question that's going to make a big difference, all the difference in the way you talk about your product or your service. So on this episode, you'll learn how to get to the root of your customer's desires and how to craft a story around an offer that's truly perfect for them. And the result of this, when you learn how to do this, is compelling content that inspires action. Because that really is the end goal for your content, especially when you're talking about your product or your service or your offer in general, is you want to inspire engagement or you want to inspire action. Now, here's the problem, is that you might be experiencing this with your business as well, is that you know you have good products or you have a good offer and even a smart offer. You know, you've planned discounts or deals or packages around your offering, but your customer is still confused and therefore they're not clicking, they're not buying, they're not adding that product to their cart. Or you might have a totally different problem altogether where you have multiple products or services, but you don't know what benefit to focus on. I certainly was in this place when I was, you know, when I was running my first few years in the beauty industry and I had a catalog of over 200 products. And I'm like, I know these products are good. These products do so many things. Which one do I focus on? Because I'm going to end up with a message that's really like a hodgepodge of things. That's not what you want, but you can't help it when your product is that good, right? Now, here's a myth. Here's a misunderstanding about that too. Speaking of good products, right? A lot of brands believe that all you need is a good product and you'll attract the buyers. And if you have a series or a whole line of good products, meaning products that, you know, seemingly everybody wants, a product that works, you know, a product that has good demand. So if you have that in your hands, you'll immediately attract the buyers. Now, let me tell you why this isn't true. This isn't true because you have three things that are going against you. First is competition. If your product isn't unique, it's not the only product in your industry that does what it does, then you're going to have your customers doing, you know, spending a lot of time on research, comparing you against your competition. Now, you create an even more unlevel playing field for yourself if you're not competitively priced, or meaning if your prices are slightly higher than your competitors, then you're going to have an even direr need to have a compelling message around your offer, because you're going to need to justify your prices. You're going to need to justify or increase the perceived value of your product. So if you have competition and competition is stiff, then it really isn't a smooth path towards customer generation, is it? Another thing that you have going against you is you might not be your customer's priority. People have their own personal timing about things, especially if they have a tight budget. So if you're not your customer's priority, then all the more you need a message that helps them realize why they need you now, why they need your product right now. Another thing that you have going against you is that you might not be your customer's initial preference. People have their own personal needs. They have this internal dialogue that they're having with themselves. And, you know, they're talking about how much they have reserved for this kind of purchase, You know, they have X, Y, Z, a list of needs that this product or the service should address. So if you are unclear or if you're second guessing what it is they actually want, then your message is going to reflect that too. Your message is going to be unclear. So that belief of you only need a good product and you'll attract the buyers, there's a lot more that goes into the equation. Here's the truth. You attract the buyers when you help them realize why they need your product or service and why they need it now. It's in the messaging. So what does this mean for you as the marketer or as the founder of your products or your services? What you'll need to do is you'll need to understand your buyer's psychology and then craft a message that validates what they're already thinking. This way, they'll know, they'll realize that you understand what's going on. You'll understand their problem, you'll understand what their needs are, and you'll understand where they want to go. Okay, so that's the solution. The solution lies in answering this one question. I mentioned this in the beginning of the episode. This one question: what does your customer really want? The solution lies in you answering that question and getting really clear on that answer. What do they really want? So when you find out what this is, then you can align your offer message to your customer's need. And here's a tip that I have for this, is that when you get to the bottom of what your customers really want and what they really need, you're going to find that it's most likely going to be rooted in this one thing: survival. Okay, I don't mean it's survival in the literal sense, although that could also be, you know, if you're selling prepper things, you know, like end of the world kind of products, then obviously you're appealing to your customer's need for survival in the literal sense. But also, survival can mean different things. You know, that you have economic survival, you have social survival, you have emotional survival. So I'm going to give you about 12 examples here of 12 points where you can align or in wherein you can align your offer message to. So when you talk about economic, social, or emotional survival, see if you can offer your customer one of these things. So if you can help them save money, make money, save time, get support, get validation, gain status, achieve freedom, have safety, reduce pain, increase pleasure, look generous, and help them find meaning. If you can help them achieve one or two of these things, then you're appealing to their need for survival. Then you're really crafting a message around a product that they need, not just want. Okay, you can listen to this episode how many times you need, but treat that like your cheat sheet, those 12 points, and see whether or not you have your product offering aligned to one of these things. So when you're talking about your offering, don't be vague. Their destination should be clear, okay? What your customer is really trying to visualize right now is the ending, their destination. What happens after I use this product and what happens after I work with them? What does that look like for me? If they can't visualize what that looks like, then they doubt a little bit. You know, they delay the purchase a little bit. It's like, do I really need that? Can it wait till the end of the month? It's not something that I really, really need right now, is it? And then they delay further. 1 month becomes 2 months and then becomes 6 months and then becomes, you know, next year they would have forgotten your offer altogether. So in crafting a message that appeals to their aspirations or their destinations, really paint that picture as clear as you can so that in their minds, while they're having that internal dialogue, there's a resolution to the story, the narrative they're crafting in their heads. Okay, so when you're talking about your product, immediately tell them this is what it does for you. This is the destination, so that there's a resolution. Because if there is no resolution to the story, then that's just, it's an incomplete story. So it's like, imagine like having no destination and you're on a plane, right? And your pilot goes, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to circle around in the air right now and till we figure out where to land. I mean, it would suck to be a passenger on that plane because you have no destination. You don't quite know where you're going to land. Also, I mentioned this in a previous episode. Imagine watching a movie and the movie ends abruptly in the middle of the story. There's no ending. There's a crappy ending. So it's the same concept here. When you're talking about or when you're painting that destination for your customers, they really have to visualize what that looks like for them. So here are some actionable tips that you can apply in your content marketing right now. First, it's very, very simple. It pays to say it out loud. Very simple. Just say the words. Do you remember the 12 points that I just mentioned, right? Like save money, save time, get support, get validation, et cetera, et cetera. You can take those exact words and put that in your copy. Like save money by using blank. Save time by registering for our blank. Or get support through our blank. Very simple like that. When you point it out, sometimes you really have to spell it out for someone. Don't be vague. This is one of the first things. You can get creative later, you know, but if your main problem is that your customer is confused about what you're selling, then this will be the solution to that. And then use other opportunities to be creative. Like when you get on a video, for example, and you have more time to explain about what your product does, then you can get a little bit more creative with your verbiage there. But if you have one chance, one opportunity to tell people about what it is that you're offering and how it benefits them, for example, when you're creating copy for a banner on your landing page or when you're creating copy for your bio, then that's the one place that you really absolutely have to be clear on. Now, speaking of which, where do you place these statements? Okay, I mentioned your bio, so think about your Instagram bio or your Facebook bio or whatever kind of platform that has a bio. Treat that like your calling card. When your customer lands on your profile, they have to be immediately clear about what it is that you're offering and how it can immediately help them. Also, another place where you can put this on is your brand's landing page. That hero, that banner, that the first part that your customer sees immediately when they click on your website, that has to clearly state what your offering is. You can also place this in your email marketing or your social media content when you talk about product benefits. Obviously, you're not only going to be talking about product. I'll talk about content pillars in another episode. But when you're talking about your products, then this is where you start talking about benefits and not just the features. Third thing that you can do today is you can assess your current product messaging and get feedback from your top customers. If you're already selling to a customer base and you're trying out different messaging, ask them questions, get their feedback. When I was trying to do this in the earlier years of me running my business, my product business, I was looking for or trying to craft a message for like a one-liner, for a slogan that was going to go under my logo. And what I did was I handpicked 5 or 10 names. And basically, I asked them two things. Does this message let you know what I'm selling? And does it make you want to buy? So basically, that's it. I might have given them several options about and asked them as well what messaging or which messaging appealed to them the most. And then I made my decision based on their feedback. So ask your top customers. If you aren't selling yet, if you're just starting out as a brand, then ask people who are closest to you, your friends, your mentors, or family, and ask them, how does this message sound? Do you get it? Does it help you get it? Does it let you know what I'm selling? And does it make you want to buy? And then based on their feedback, make a decision. So if you want to skip the brain work on this, let the story selling team work on it for you, because you're going to spend a lot of brain power crafting your message. And this is what I love about the Story Selling Masterclass, the 2.0 version, is because there are so many done-for-you elements in that course where our team actually does all the thinking for you, and we basically infuse your entire strategy with story selling. So Inside the Storytelling Masterclass, we go over your entire content strategy and we give you the language, the verbiage that infuses story selling into your content. So this way, you can eliminate the second guessing and get straight to posting what works. What I don't like about learning, you know, learning content strategy or learning from a course is that there is this friction where as you're trying to learn, you're sacrificing the quality of your content, or in the meantime, you're doing stuff that don't work because you're still learning. So let's skip all of that ugliness and get straight to posting what works. So what you want to do is click on the link in the description of this episode. It's thestorysellingmasterclass.com, just in case you're streaming somewhere where there's no description, but there should be. But anyway, the link is thestorysellingmasterclass.com. On the page, when you open it, there's going to be a button that says apply for the masterclass. Click that and fill out the form. Once you're approved, you're going to get on a 45-minute action plan call with me. And this call is free. And I do it with anyone who's and everyone who's approved for the Story Selling Masterclass. So on this call, it's packed with lots of value, you guys. On this call, I do a health check of your content marketing strategy. And then I also map out your six-figure action plan for 2023 or for the next 12 months. So that even when you don't, or even if you don't enroll for the masterclass, you'll still get a blueprint for your marketing strategy for the next 12 months. And that is priceless. So go ahead, click the link, thestorysellingmasterclass.com. I'll see you in there. I hope that this episode really, really was helpful for you. Let me know in the comments or let me know on social, find me at 16 Ramos, about what was the most helpful from this episode. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.